Body art. When someone tells you they are an artist, what do you think of? A painter? A sculptor? Perhaps a musician who plays in an orchestra? These are the things that most people think of. But there are other people who call themselves artists who do a more personal form of art. Two unique types of artists actually create their art on a person's body. The most common body artist is a tattoo artist, who creates permanent images or words on the body using a needle that injects ink underneath the skin. But have you heard of a body painter? Traditional artists paint on a canvas, whereas body painters use the human body as their canvas. These artists can paint an entire body or just a small part, such as an arm or leg. They create their art using non-toxic hypoallergenic paint with their hands, sponges, brushes, and airbrushes. Some artists are so good that it's difficult to tell if the person is painted or clothed. Artist Guido Daniel, who did this body painting, is one of them. He has painted models for advertisements, commercials, and fashion events. He has also used his art to raise awareness for endangered species. Body painting is an ancient art form. Indigenous people used to paint themselves in order to worship gods. This practice still occurs using natural pigments such as clay, chalk, ash, and cattle dung. It is thought that painting the body will help moderate body heat or protect the skin from insect bites. In modern society, body painting appeared in the late 1950s as part of the performance art movement, where live bodies would be painted as part of a show. Today, in addition to fine art exhibits, you can find body painters at music festivals or sporting events. Sometimes, you'll see bodies painted at political protests, where people are trying to get the attention of the media and people passing by. More commonly, body painters work at private events, such as corporate gatherings or children's birthday parties.